temperatures, upper 40s by sunset, upper 20s tomorrow night and Wednesday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Laura Casey, a Democratic candidate for the Public Service Commission, has filed a lawsuit against the PSC for allegedly violating the Open Meetings Act. She was one of three people ejected from a hearing last month for recording the meeting. Judge John Garner told audience members during the hearing that they couldn't record because it was a legal proceeding. The man convicted of poisoning Auburn University's landmark oak trees has increased his restitution payments. Records say Harvey Updike has paid more than $3,000 in court-ordered payments since an October hearing. That's nearly half as much as Updike had paid previously since pleading guilty in 2013 to poisoning the oaks at Toomer's Corner. The increased payments came as a Lee County judge considered whether to have Updike jailed for failing to pay about $800,000 in restitution. And those are some of your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The Senate is considering a House passed bill imposing criminal penalties for violating the Do Not Call list.
The impeachment inquiry will continue this week with a vote by the entire House of Representatives.
The videographer who broke NFL rules by filming the Bengals sideline in Cleveland last week has now been suspended by the New England Patriots.
China is delaying tariffs on U.S. auto imports after Washington put off tariffs set to begin Sunday.
It means a lot of business, a tremendous amount of business.
A man's been arrested on weapons charges in connection to the killings at a Jewish grocery in Jersey City.
Over the weekend at the box office, Frozen 2 was finally kicked out of first place.
Welcome to Jumanji!
By Jumanji 2, the next level, bringing in just over $60 million.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. Which in that gift basket, $60 with the goodies that you put in there for this weekly farm market. And if you're a first-time caller with Red Top, you're not, you can get your name in twice. Windows weekly farm market on Saturday. Santa.
Yeah.
Nice crowd that was there that had a very successful breakfast. And then bumped into a listener who was picking up their Boston butt that was down there, Steve. So, Steve, I appreciate you and your bride and your whole family, he says. His brothers and parents listen to the Dan Morris Show.
You're going to be sharing Steve's dirty laundry like that, saying he's picking up his butt. Like, yeah, I mean, come on, Dan. Always a friend and all.
But... Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Got one of those red peppers down there? Oh, man, those things were good.
Yeah.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I'm up in Jordan, it's really been a good day, but it's starting to get cloudy and the wind's blowing a little.
Yeah, the wind it is blowing. Where are you now? You broke up.
Lake Jordan.
Oh, okay.
I'll be brief. You know, whenever we were kids, I always heard about a criminal.
We're top. You're really bad connection here. You want to call us back?
Is it any better?
It's better now, but it keeps marginal.
Let me step out a little. Is that it won't take but a minute. Are you this clear?
I can. Step outside and talk to us.
Now, I've been watching a lot of Star Wars lately for the new movie coming out Thursday, but I still can't speak droid like that, so...
Well, you know, I was watching some movies last night. Nothing says Merry Christmas like Hacksaw Ridge. God, that's an intense movie. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show.
This is a good movie.
I was just wondering. I didn't get to see that Chris Wallace interview. Did he ever ask Comey why he refused to renew his security clearance so that Horowitz could question him?
He did not, and I was kind of surprised at that.
Yeah, you know, if Comey feels that he's so innocent, why didn't he renew his security clearance and answer questions?
Right.
Yeah, and that sounded like a preemptive strike to me.
Yeah, I had to call in. I've never called a radio station before, but I was listening, and I didn't ever hear that, so I just wanted to find out if that question was asked.
It was not. Have you ever called this show before?
Oh, I've been listening to this since AM.
No, well, the question was, have you called this show before?
No, I've never called any show before.
Wow. Oh. So, James, give me your month and day of birth.
2/18.
Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm... disabled vet. I was in the Army. And
thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. And I live out here in Millbrook. And I listen to y'all all the time. And y'all make a whole lot of sense, so I don't have to call in. I just listen. But this one, I had that question, and I just wondered if anybody had asked it.
Yeah, they had not. It's so how long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening to WACV since it was AM.
Oh wow! So, decade.
I'm just not a joiner. I don't normally call in. I have never called in a radio show, but I had that question, and I figured, well, the only way to get it answered was to call in and ask.
Well, James, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put your name in for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. And interestingly enough, your name's going to go in twice because you're a first-time caller and then a caller. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
No, sir.
Well, you need to go. It's a $60 gift basket of things that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Once you go, you will fall in love with the place. It is absolutely spectacular.
Well, thank you.
Well, we do that drawing on Friday at 2:30 to 2:45. So listen in, okay?
All righty.
Thank you, James, for calling. Appreciate you. And again, thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah, let's do this. Papadopoulos.
Papa D.
Papa D, Papa D. Papadopoulos, targeted by the FBI to justify opening a counterintelligence probe. Kind of long, but listen in.
Welcome back. Attorney General William Barr has repeatedly expressed concerns over the predicate for getting a FISA warrant to surveil Trump associates, including former campaign aide George Papadopoulos. Papadopoulos joins me right now. Handled all of this so well. We want to show our audience a timeline that we've been showing. This timeline is about you and when you have had various meetings across the world. In March of 16, you were invited to go to Rome, and you met Joseph Misfit, and then you met him again in London in April. That's when he dropped the bomb on you, telling you that Russia had Hillary Clinton's emails. So all of these meetings happened before the FBI says the investigation started in July of 16. Do you think you were targeted?
I absolutely think I was targeted, and I just want to confirm exactly what the IG stated, that we were spied upon. What the IG essentially wrote is that this campaign was politically targeted, in my estimation, and clearly this investigation started much earlier than July 31st.
How could they say that an investigation started in July of 16 when, in fact, you were meeting these people as early as March? What did you think when you were getting calls from people like Alexander Downer from Australia and Mifsud from Rome and Stefan Halper from London? Why all the international contacts?
I think because a lot of these foreign governments, including the UK, Australia, Ukraine, and even Italy, had vested interests in a Clinton presidency at that time. We can't forget at that time, the UK was just hosting a Brexit referendum. Yeah. The TPP was something Australia wanted, and obviously Donald Trump was against it.
George, real quick, somebody dropped $10,000 in your lap, and then you gave it to your lawyer, and then when you landed in Dulles Airport, there were five FBI agents looking for the $10,000. Obviously, that's obvious. Where's the money now?
So the money's still with my lawyer in Athens, where I left it 2 years ago, and I'm really hoping that John Durham and his investigators get a hold of it and look into it.
Because if those bills are marked, then that would be a setup. And what was the predicate, which is a word you can listen to hear a lot, what was the predicate of doing that? Unless they were trying to get somebody and then get them and then twist the screws on them, which I think is exactly what Weissman was doing to him. Because Weissman is the one that coordinated the $10,000.
Right.
So,
did you happen to see, don't usually do this, but Dan Bongino's podcast on Friday or listen to it?
I did not. I listened to part of it.
He found a very fascinating footnote in the IG report that suggests it's the only time Andy McCabe gave any direction about confidential human sources. And it was a guy who went to a field agent in the FBI, this confidential human source, and it doesn't out and out say it, but it was open source material on possible activity by Trump and the Russians. It sounds a hell of a lot like the dossier. And that this confidential human source told this field agent before July 31st about the Steele dossier. In the official report, they claim they didn't have the dossier till mid-September. Well, McCabe in mid-September tells that field agent, this is in the footnote, don't talk to that human confidential human source anymore about anything doing with Crossfire Hurricane. It's a weird footnote of, like, the timeline is just not adding up. And I can see why Horowitz is kind of... why he decided what he decided, because he's being, I think, led around by the nose, and he knows he is.
Well, the amazing thing is, you remember when Comey went over to the White House with Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, Joe Biden, and the president?
Right.
And briefed him on things? Now, so did he brief the president of the United States about a dossier that he didn't know anything about? I mean, this is crazy. And you remember the Susan Rice memo on January the 20th, right before Trump is sworn in, and president told us to do everything by the book. If that wasn't a CYA piece, I don't know what was. Man, and I just think that the way Comey handled that this weekend, and again, I think he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. And he just totally screwed up. He looked guilty as hell. And I think their day of reckoning is coming.
And I just don't believe the FBI and intelligence, like officials, you know, working all, say like field agents, are as thin-skinned as Comey and McCabe and some of these guys on television come across. Like criticism from the president, I just don't see a lot of your rank and file going, oh no, Trump said something bad about leadership. I just don't see that.
Well, and that becomes a predicate, again, that's a word you're going to hear a lot of over the next few months, for McCabe to open up another sourcing of a city president because they thought he was a Russian asset. How stupid is that? I want to see what your predicate was for that. What did you do to come up with that lame brain concept? What they were doing is they were just taking the Russian narrative and just... Doubling down. Crawdad? Here's a name out of the past. Crawdad, how are you, my friend?
How are you, sir?
I'm great, my friend.
I was hearing you talking about Mr. Comey there.
One of your favorite people, I bet.
Yeah. It just, the first time when I heard him talking, after he said they had done their quote-unquote, little conversation with Secretary Clinton instead of an interrogatory. It just made me wonder, did he get a package in the mail that had a picture with faces cut out or X's drawn through them? God, it just seems that, you know, I couldn't believe it. And my question to you, you're up to speed on all of this, but Uma Abedin and her husband, Anthony, sharing information back and forth between Hillary, what was that bundler that had the two brothers that was real palsy-wowsy with everybody in the DNC that he got, his BlackBerry got tapped into and all his emails pulled?
Podesta, yeah. John Podesta?
John Podesta. It just makes me wonder if there's somebody that sent somebody a manila envelope with some pictures in there as an explanation of what you need to do to keep your mouth shut or else. Because Comey, he's either bought out or he's a total idiot, one or the other.
You know, you bring up a really good point. Was there surveillance going on for political purposes of people that they feared? Because one of the things Papadopoulos said is that when Papadopoulos was first contacted, he was working for Ben Carson at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And how much of a threat did they see Ben Carson being?
Oh, he was. Dr. Carson's a great guy. I don't know if they really saw him as a threat, in my opinion.
Well, you remember, he was coming out of the box big time, particularly in Iowa.
Oh, pulling numbers, yes. Well, I feel like somebody put the hoodoo on Comey to make him think twice, because it was just the investigation that was already in play about the laptops and the BlackBerries and all that information crossing back and forth across devices that were not state issued and were not secure.
Right.
That was bad. And then the thing about the server in the closet, and that was just too much. I mean, those are violations of so many. It's like Comey said, he didn't find anything illegal. No, but they broke every kind of rule in the book, and they were already in the investigative process because of Anthony Weiner. So destroying that evidence was a clear obstruction of justice.
Yep, it's and again, going back to your point, were they doing intelligence on other people that had that they were worried about politically or wanted to manipulate politically?
Well, they did that when Louis Freeh was FBI director and Bill Clinton was president. You remember that? That was called Filegate.
Yeah, where they went to the state. Well, yeah. That was State Department.
Yes, sir. That's what I mean, is they went and they gave a list of names. I said, we want anything you got on these people for political purposes. And they got it. You know, and then when they found that stuff, I think it was in Hillary's secretary's files or something. It's been a while back. But nothing new. All you got to do is twist an arm here and there, and you can get anything done. I mean, old Jack Kennedy, look at that. You can get anything done with a little pressure. But I do think Comey had somebody put the hoodoo on him.
The hoodoo, I like that. The hoodoo that you do so well.
There's a song about
Crawdad, I want you to have a great day.
Thank you, Dan.
Take care.
Okay.
News 93.1. Oh, Schumer's getting wound up here. We may have to go to Schumer.
Are we allowed to play this song still with the Russia stuff? Mad Russian Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Gonna be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. We'll be right back.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
I really thought I would die of stress long before the cancer. Because the diagnosis brought this avalanche of worries. The money, the travel, the burden on the family. One night I called the American Cancer Society, and they helped me map out a plan. Got me free rides to chemo and even a free place to stay during treatment. They took away those other fears so I could rest up for the real fight.
Please give at cancer.org.
Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 25% off. Take an extra 25% off family jammies and family outerwear, already 40 to 50% off. And take an extra 15% off Melissa and Doug toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, shop our daily deal reveal every day. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid December 5th and 9th with promo code MyFamily25. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
It was a hot summer night and the beach was burning. There was fog.
I still don't know how they were telling Papadopoulos in March that the Russians had the emails when it wasn't hacked until July. Haven't figured that one out. But I do think that eventually they're going to get to the point that this just wasn't Carter Page and Papadopoulos. This was a whole group of people. And you remember the unmasking that they did, and they sent to all these different agencies, so it couldn't be concealed.
Yeah, they changed the rules on the way out the door, the Obama administration did.
Yep. I think we're going to find out, because the Obama playbook is get something on your opponent.
Right.
That's how he became a U.S. senator.
And it would be amazing to see, maybe if, like, Huber is looking to sort of process crimes, right, and whatnot.
Right. What happened with HOC?
If somebody's looking into the leak situation, it would be amazing if somebody's done the work of timelines of leaks to the press along with other activity, official activity. Because this is beyond just official government activity.
I hope Durham gets to the bottom of this thing. I hope it just destroys, particularly, you know, the Adam Schiff stuff was just outrageous. Some of the crap he said. Speaking of which, let's go to Ratcliffe of Texas Judicial and Intel Committee talking about an impeachment vote based on Schiff. Listen to this.
So we are expecting this impeachment vote to be on Wednesday. What are you expecting in the week ahead? And tell me about the reaction you've been seeing from that IG report.
Yeah, as you said, the vote will be on Wednesday, despite what a Democratic scholar called the fastest, thinnest, weakest impeachment in U.S. history. That's the direction that we're going. The real question is, how big will the jailbreak be by the Democrats? We've already seen one Democrat apparently switching parties over it, another saying he's going to vote against it. And so really the question is how many more before Wednesday's vote? And the reason for that, Maria, is because the Democrats have made the mistake of staking the credibility of all this on Adam Schiff, the person that they put in charge of this investigation turns out, is the one that helped start it by meeting with a person who walked out of Adam Schiff's office and became the whistleblower. And at the very same time that that's happening, as you mentioned, now there's an Inspector General report that comes out that says during the last impeachment hoax, the Trump-Russia one, Adam Schiff repeatedly made false statements to the American people about the FBI's actions. And so I think, you know, that's what's happening, and that's why the Democrats have been rushing to keep this from unraveling and keep their folks in line, and they're having a really hard time to do that. I wouldn't want to bank my political future on Adam Schiff's credibility, but they've made that mistake.
They have, and I think that's the thing that's going to get them wrong. You know, he referred to the fact that Drew is going to be, for New Jersey, member of Congress from the western part. Is Drew's that way?
Yeah, Van Drew. Mm-hmm.
And he's looking at changing to Republican. That is a big news item. But the way the Democrats are talking about it, said, well, he's going to lose in the Democrat primary. And the reason he's going to lose in the Democrat primary, because the crazy rabbit Democrats were going to not vote for him, only 26% in the polls. Why? Because he didn't vote for impeachment.
Yeah, and then the breaking story today is 7 staffers for Van Drew have quit in protest of him changing parties. Like, they make it sound so dramatic. No, these are Democratic staffers who want to find different jobs because he's becoming a Republican. Like, shocking, I know.
Well, and what happens is a staff person for Martha Roby, for example, ends up to be a staff person for Richard Shelby.
Right.
And so,
I mean, usually, most of the time they stay within a party.
And they normally stay within kind of a geographic and philosophical boundaries.
Right.
Because when the Young Turks were there, when I was there, they all swapped staff. And as one of the Young Turks, which was the Newt Gingrich, Bob Campbell, and people like that, they would, as one of those moved up, they would move some of their other people's staff in with them, which gave them a great connection because those guys were moving fast. Trent Lott was one of them. I mean, he was on a meteoric rise. Because he's a conservative and he was good and he said all the right things and he got along with Reagan. Let me do this. Let me go to a break. Coming back with more John Wycliffe from Texas right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's unclear if there are any minds to be changed ahead of a vote on President Trump's impeachment that's expected Wednesday or Thursday. Michigan Democrat Alyssa Slotkin had said she was torn, but now says she's a yes on impeachment.
And for me, this was an issue of principle. This was an issue in my bones of principle.
Congresswoman Slotkin there with constituents in Rochester, Michigan, some clapping, some booing. President Trump won in her district in 2016. A $66 million jewelry heist is reported in London.
Somehow, somebody managed to hit the home of socialite Tamara Ecclestone. Her father, Bernie, the former head of Formula One Racing, believes it was an inside job. Three burglars somehow slipped past security checkpoints, made it through the maze to find hidden safes in two interior dressing rooms, all in under 1 hour before they were spotted by security guard and fled.
Fox's Therese Crowley. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes ahead as a strong cold front approaches. Today, breezy and warm, high in the mid-70s. Chance of showers just about any time today, but the best chance for showers and thunderstorms by this evening and tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. The main threat, damaging wind gusts, but tornadoes can't be ruled out. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow, chance of showers in the morning, then windy, colder, falling temperatures, upper 40s by sunset. Upper 20s tomorrow night and Wednesday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The night we met, I knew I needed to say. 272-9228, that's where we are.
And if I had the chance, I'd never let you go.
Let's go to our Houston contact. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
Very good. And you today?
Good. Cold rain coming down today here. So,
is Houston getting the Christmas spirit?
Oh yeah, absolutely, yes sir. Not a problem. My question for you, sir.
Yes.
FISA.
Yes, sir.
They said I think it was formed in 78 through all through my military career and to now. I've never heard of it. Is that an acronym? If it is, what does it stand for?
Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Okay, that's been in since 1978.
I believe that's when it started.
I never heard of it until all this impeachment came up.
Yeah, it was, and what it is today with the metadata, it's very different than the way it started out because of computers. And did you ever see the movie Snowden?
No, sir.
Okay, that movie tells you an awful lot about what it was in its transition from basically spying on people's phone calls and then doing grabbing everything that you do.
So there's a movie on that. Maybe I should get that.
Yeah, if you get Netflix and or Prime, Amazon Prime, you can see it on that.
Okay, well they have that, so I can pick that up. All right. Well, I just watched Schumer's report on Fox.
What did you think of that?
He's just as crazy as the other Dems.
He lectured
all these witnesses, you know, the House didn't get nine. And now he demanded all these witnesses from the White House.
The amazing thing is, these are witnesses that he's demanding that the House could have waited on to see if they could have gotten.
Yes.
They're just trying to make the president look bad. That's all it is.
Yes, sir. All right, I just want to check with you on FISA.
Thanks, Clint.
And you answer my question, sir. Have a great day.
You too, my friend. You too. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Damar Show on a Monday. How are you today?
Happy Christmas, fellas. I'm okay. How could I not be okay, right?
Really?
Sure. Anyway, these Democrats that are voting against Trump, I hope they lose in the elections. I hope they get rid of the squids and all those other creeps. You know who the squids are, don't you?
The squids?
That's what I call them.
For squishy?
No.
Or for Navy?
No, the new freshman delegates. What do they call them? The squad?
The squad, yeah. The squid.
I call them the squids. Close enough.
I like that.
Anyway, things are happening. Things are going to really be happening good for Mr. Trump. You know, the economy's doing great. That's what people care. They don't care about all this. People are tired of this stuff.
They really are. And, you know, Joe Scarborough went out of his way to criticize Trump because of the Fox poll and how Trump should be so alarmed by it. But it just amazes me when you look at the economy and what it's doing, the
employment,
the Mexico-Canada, the USMCA agreement, the China deal. Now, the China deal has got some rough stuff in it, but I think they need to get that figured out. But
yeah,
he's doing great. He is doing great.
Terrific. He's doing terrific. And whoever can't see that doesn't want to see that.
Well, I tell you, here's what I think it gets down to. I think they're panicked about 2020.
They need to be.
They know they don't have, and we're going to get into the polling stuff in a little bit, but they know they don't have good candidates out there, and they have one candidate that's got a improvised explosive device attached to him, and that's Joe Biden. You've got
ready to go off at any moment.
He could just go like any moment. I mean, just he's like, pull the trigger, Joe. No.
He's telling cripples to stand up. I mean, the guy is a complete idiot.
I mean, watching him and people, Democrats talk about Hunter Biden and Burisma. They are lost. They cannot answer the question. I mean, you cannot say that there's corruption in Ukraine and your son was working for one of the largest corporations in Ukraine, and so therefore that corporation was not corrupt, which the State Department said it was. So he was working for a corrupt corporation, making $50,000 a month.
At least.
Yeah, at least. That's a good point.
You know, the other thing is no one asked the question, what the hell was he doing on Air Force One or Air Force Two anyway?
Yeah, really.
And what was he doing there?
Yeah, and they didn't. Well, he said it was because of his sister being there or something like some crazy thing like that.
Oh, yeah, that explains that. Now it's clear.
Yeah, it just, the thing is, and the Democrats, when they talk about Trump or something, everything's got to pass a smell test. But when it gets down to smelling Joe Biden stuff, they have got their nose. Fingers tight on their nose.
We already know it smells like roses, Dan.
Yeah, there you go, of course.
Yeah, it's true. Well, anyway, I'm so proud of you guys. It just makes me cry.
I appreciate it. What do you think about your New Jersey congressman basically bailing and going to the pubs?
Well, you know what? They're supposed to do what the constituents want. And I'm surprised the constituents in New Jersey are Trumpish, but maybe they're coming to their senses.
Well, that is a Trump district, and the polling that the Dems refer to is that only 26% of the people wanted him in there. 60% of the people did not. The other part was undecided. They're not saying whether that's Democrats, Republicans, or who that is. They're really skewing that information.
Yeah, well, they have a habit of doing that.
They do indeed.
All right, fellas, keep it up.
Thank you very much, Jim. Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Charles. Charles, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
How you doing, sir?
I'm great, and you?
Making it Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas to you.
We've waited several times for these reports, and they were going to be so, you know what, and this, that, and the other. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't think in your and I's lifetime we're going to see a single soul that was involved with all this pay for anything. I don't think none of them will ever have to answer. I just think the dirt goes so deep, and they all got something on each other. I don't think we're going to... I mean, it makes great conversation. I mean, I can sit and drink a rum and coke and talk about it 6 hours straight. I mean, but, I don't think we'll ever see any. Because nothing is ever, like the last report that came out, nothing's ever, damning enough that, people are going to say, they can always wiggle out of it, just like the Comey fella.
Well, we'll see in the fullness of time. If you're referring to the last report, you're talking about the IG report?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he actually made recommendations, and Barr decided not to prosecute, but he referred Andrew McCabe. I mean, Andrew McCabe could get indicted like on any day.
Right. Well, it's sure.
I think what they're doing is they're trying to get a stronger case against McCabe.
Well, how is it not possible about Comey?
Because that was an IG report, and IG does not have power to arrest, prosecute, or even put somebody under oath.
Right.
Well, Durham, on the other hand, has got all that capability.
Who else would, you mean? I don't know.
No, I said Durham has that capability. The U.S. attorney from Connecticut that is on the... is the guy who's doing everything. He's doing all the investigation. He's the guy to watch.
Right. Well, it'd be nice to see some heads roll, but I don't know. But anyway, y'all keep doing what you do, and Merry Christmas to both of y'all.
Merry Christmas, Charles.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Larry. Larry, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Yeah, hey, Dan. This is my first time calling you in. I'm traveling with my wife today, going over towards Atlanta. And I listened to your show. We've been listening to your show for a couple of years. And I just got a question for you. Did you see the article or the little news brief there after the, right towards the end of the little show this morning with Bill Hemmer and Sam Smith, where they had the little gal, Jessica Tarloff, I think that's her name on there?
Yes.
Anyhow, she asked a question or made a comment that really disturbed me there. Basically that, Ms. Pelosi and the Democrats have decided that they want to hold the impeachment stuff until the Senate, the Republican Senate, gives them exactly what they want and the witnesses that they want in advance before they'll release the impeachment articles after they file. Did you hear that?
I did not hear that.
Well, it come right out of her mouth. She said that is exactly what the Democrats are discussing and what Nancy Pelosi has put out to all her Democrats, that they want to hold it until they get exactly what they want in the Senate. And how odd that is when the Republicans can get anything with that sham court stuff that His Honor, the Mr. Schiff out there in California was trying to do, you know? I mean, think about that for a minute. Let that soak in, because it burned me up when I heard it.
Well, I'm not sure how that does them any good. So they go, well, we're not going to give it to you, so therefore you're not going to pass articles of impeachment.
Right.
Yeah, so they go, well, we're not going to give it to you.
You know, I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, how in the world, you know, to me, if that's the case, if I was McConnell, I'd say, hey, you can either sign it and release the articles of impeachment or wipe your behind with it, excuse my expression, but, you know.
Did your wife just slap you?
Yeah.
Ready. Larry, let me ask you a couple of questions. First of all, would you like to get in on the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Yes.
Good. Give me your month and day of birth.
It's 626.
626. Did she slap you again?
Yeah. How do you know?
I could hear it. I could hear it. So, Larry, hey. how long have you been listening to the show, and where are you located?
I live over in Etowicaville. I've been listening to the show now about four years now.
Does your wife listen also?
She won't let me put nothing else on the radio anywhere.
I love your wife.
41 years.
Congratulations, Larry. Congratulations. Have you been down to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Yeah.
Isn't it a great place?
Yeah, sure is.
Okay, Larry, we're gonna put your name in the drawing. We'll do that drawing on Friday. So you need to listen in Friday from 2:30 to 2:45.
45, right. Friday, 2:30, 2:45.
Okay, if you win, you're gonna let your wife just take her down there and let her get whatever she wants?
Yeah,
because you want to sleep inside that night, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, y'all have a safe trip. Thank you so much for calling.
Merry Christmas to you, Dad.
Merry Christmas to you. People are starting wishing Merry Christmas. Maybe we need to start some Christmas music here.
Yeah, we've got a little bit sprinkled in.
Just a little bit. We go big time.
Next week, yeah.
Next week, but it's starting. We ramp it up. We like to kind of dribble it out a little bit. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other. Until I kiss you, and then it happened.
272-9228, that's where we are.
It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine.
Investor's Business Daily had that 56% of the people. Now think about this now. 56% of the people will shop the Saturday before Christmas. 56%.
Wow.
So the moral of that story is stay away from Target and Walmart. Man, that was a startling number to me. Let's stay in with John Ratcliffe of Texas here. Talking about the IG report and Schiff again. Listen to this.
Going back to the IG report, Adam Schiff was certainly out and about a lot throughout the last 3 years saying that there is collusion in plain sight. And now we get the IG report and we actually see the misconduct and what they called errors, fraud, whatever you want to call it. What is your reaction to what you learned from Michael Horowitz?
It wasn't just that Adam Schiff was out and about. He put out a report that said there was no FISA abuse by the FBI. That was false. He said that the FBI didn't fail to turn over exculpatory information. That was false. He said that the Steele dossier was not a central part of the FISA applications against Carter Page. That was false. The Inspector General's report, the findings in there detail all of that. It's an indictment of the things that Adam Schiff was saying. It was an indictment of Jim Comey's leadership at the FBI. The biggest takeaway for people out there, Maria, is that what the Inspector General's findings very clearly delineates is, even if you concede, and I don't, but even if you concede that there was a predicate to start this, there was no predicate to continue a counterintelligence investigation against the President of the United States. They had to do it by making those false representations to the FISA court.
I mean, it really was. When you go back and look at the, and particularly some of the write-ups that people are doing on the IG report, it is so damning to Comey, McCabe, and company. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Gene. Gene, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you, my dear?
I'm fine. You had a man on last week that's running for Republican. Was it Tubbleville?
No, I had, I didn't have Bradley on last week.
You had Mo Brooks on last week.
I had Mo Brooks, yeah, but he's not running. Yeah, I did have Mo Brooks on.
Well, this man is running
out,
and I thought his name was Tubbleville.
Well, Tubbleville was on Joey's show last week, or 2 weeks ago?
The Iron Bowl week, Thanksgiving week, Tubbleville was on.
Oh, okay, that was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Is he a good Republican?
Yeah, as far as I can tell, he's come out swinging, absolutely.
Okay, good. Well, it got me hooked on Sweet Creek, and I want to get in on that Friday.
You got it. Give me month and day of birth, Gene.
126.
You got it, my dear. Listen in. What time we do that drawing?
2:15 to 2:45.
Closer, no, 2:30 to 2:45 on Friday.
2:30. Okay.
Thanks, Gene. Listen in. See if you can be a winner, too.
Oh, I will.
Let's go to the trucker himself, the one and only Bud. Bud, where are you located?
I am in North Carolina now, heading toward Hotlanta.
Boy, I tell you what, did you dodge that snow in the Midwest?
I did.
That was brutal.
Yes, I spent the weekend in Richmond, Virginia, delivering a load. So had a load that was supposed to be delivered 8 a.m., Friday, and I get there, and their tanks are 18,000 pounds short of the capacity I need to deliver to them. So I got to sit there until this morning and enjoy Richmond.
Richmond's actually a very cool city.
Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is.
There's a friend of mine that owns the bar called Travelers, which is named after Robert E. Lee's horse. And Robert E. Lee used to go, and this is an old 18, this place was around in the 1800s. And Robert E. Lee would come in and do his horse on the hitching post to this bar. This was a great guy. He remodeled it. He was in the White House with me and came from a fairly substantial family from Richmond and built this bar. And it was great food, great drink, great company.
My goodness. A lot of history there in Richmond, definitely. I have a question for you.
Sure.
With the stocks doing the way that they are, they're just blowing and going. Why is the Fed continuing to have to pump money the way that they are? I was reading a report last week. Basically, they've committed about $200 billion. Yeah, $200 billion. And then on Drudge Report, they're talking about another $98 billion. And well, I don't remember the name of what it is, but it's basically that market where banks are dealing with other banks. And again, I know we had to do that during the Great Recession, but if economically times are as good as they are, it just does not make sense.
Well, I'm not following what you're saying. I'm pretty up on what's going on economically. The Fed, by easing, they pump money in, and they held interest rates stable. So they're not pumping the system. I don't know about any money that's going into anything that's like a shovel-ready economy or anything like that.
No, it wasn't that. You're correct. It wasn't that. But it was somehow to support. I guess there was nervousness, basically, what the... I wish I could remember what the name of that is. The Zero Hedge Fund or something like that is the group that was writing the reports. But they said specifically... the rates charged between each other bank, I guess. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, it's called the discount rate, and it's what member banks are paid. What a bank does is, if you're part of FDIC, you can go to the central bank, and you can take your deposits that you have and collateral that you have, and you can go borrow money at the window for that. It used to be 0% interest. Now it's about 1.25% for what's called the discount rate. And that's where member bank borrows from the Fed.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking at the article on Drudge. It's from the Wall Street Journal. It said the Federal Reserve Bank of New York added $86.4 billion in liquidity to financial markets in two operations carried out Monday. The Fed injected $36.4 billion in overnight liquidity and $50 billion in 32-day liquidity extending into the coming new year.
That's somebody just taking a loan, taking an asset and borrowing from the Fed that money. In other words, I wouldn't be that concerned about it.
Okay. It did not make sense to me in light of our economy and setting the records that we are and such like that. But
well, actually, when you're borrowing money, the people that borrow big money see something and they want to go get the money so they can go invest it in growth or in expansion or whatever. And so that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Gotcha. Well, gentlemen, y'all have a good day.
You too. Drive safe.
Thank you, sir.
News Zone 93.1, heading to the top of the hour for the final hour of the Dan Moore Show. Until I-